Now for our story. Paul Cromwell and Kip Meade had driven into Los Angeles from Malibu Beach this afternoon in Paul's roadster, while Max drove Mrs. Kingsley, the housekeeper, in the limousine. They were going to bring Lisa home after the birth of her baby boy, the baby she'd refused to see. When they reached the hospital, Kit had waited below while Paul went up to talk to Dr. Gordon. In a little while, he came back to get Mrs. Kingsley. The doctor saw that the baby was placed in her care with all necessary instructions, and Mrs. Kingsley and Kit and the baby started back to the beach, with Max driving. A few minutes later, Lisa was brought down and carefully helped into Paul's roadster, with the lap robe tucked snugly around her. Now, Paul guides the car out of the hospital driveway.
Oh, Paul, I'm so glad to be leaving that place.
Yes, I imagine you are. But you haven't been too miserable, I hope.
Oh, no, it's not that. Everyone's been very kind.
Well, they all seem very pleasant.
Oh, they were, but a hospital is so terribly impersonal. Now I'm going home with you, Paul.
I do hope you're going to be comfortable, Lisa. I had Max make up the east room for you, you know, the one that looks out on the ocean.
Oh, that was sweet of you, Paul. I know I'll love it.
Well, we'll try to make you comfortable. Dr. Gordon says you must relax. Rest. There are plenty of magazines about.
You mustn't worry about me, Paul. I'm sure everything will be fine.
Of course, Mrs. Kingsley will have to give her full time to the other house.
Yes, I know.
But I think Max and I will be able to see that you have everything you need.
You've been wonderful, Paul, all the way through.
Heavens, Lisa, don't let's talk about it. I've only done what anyone would. Lisa, you're quite certain about wanting to give up your baby? It's such a serious step, Lisa. There's still time to change your mind, you know.
But I'm not going to, Paul. I thought it through so carefully. Lying there in the hospital day after day.
Poor little Lisa.
Yes. Today marks a new beginning for me, a new life. I want to break with the past completely.
Well, if you've no doubts...
I haven't, Paul, not anymore. You see, this means so much to everyone. A new start. For us, Paul. And for Kit, too.
Kit? Yes, Kit's life will be changed.
Of course it will. She'll be going back to Wakefield, to her husband. It means so much to her to straighten up her life with Bill, to restore her marriage.
Does it? What makes you say that?
Why, Paul, you know how important it is to Kit. Why, that's why she was... Why she wanted to take my baby, because of her marriage. She feels it will make all the difference.
Did Kit tell you this?
Many times. Her husband... Bill wanted a child so much. She's sure this will bring them together again. But surely Kit told you.
Perhaps I didn't understand her.
In a way, you see, I feel it's only just. I can't forget how Kit lost her baby. That was my fault. So now, perhaps mine will take its place. I try to remind myself of that. If the baby brings Kit and her husband together, she hopes, then all this won't have been for nothing. My baby will have a good home. Kit and Bill will be happy. And we will be, too.
Paul Cromwell didn't answer. Lisa's casual words had given him a great shock. So Kit had told Lisa the reason she wanted the baby was to strengthen her marriage to Bill Meade. Lisa sounded so positive that was the reason. Thinking, Paul Cromwell was quite perturbed.
It's odd. Kit's never told me that. I've asked her over and over. I never could understand why she was so anxious to have Lisa's baby. There seemed more to it than just the fact of perhaps helping me out. It did seem strange from Kit. And she's been so vague about it. when I questioned her.
Or perhaps I've been stupid. Blind. Perhaps I should have known. But then I wonder what's in her mind now. What she plans to do. Maybe it's just as well this whole thing isn't settled yet. I'd better be careful. If Kit's been deceiving me...
At that same moment, Kit and Mrs. Kingsley were sitting in the rear of the big car while Max drove carefully back to Malibu. Mrs. Kingsley was holding Lisa's baby. He was asleep.
Ah, he's such a beautiful baby.
Yes, a lovely child.
Look at his tiny hands. Like a little doll. Strange, Miss Mead. No matter how many new babies you've seen, you never get over the miracle of it.
I haven't seen a great many new babies, but isn't this one rather unusual? Better looking than most?
Yes, I believe he is. He's the pink and white. More like a baby a month or so old. I don't understand.
What, Mrs. Kingsley?
So strange. But Miss Fenner.
What do you mean?
Why, that she didn't want to drive back from the hospital with her own baby.
Well, it's not so strange, really. Lisa probably was anxious to be with Mr. Cromwell. They have a lot of things to discuss.
But even so, a new baby. How could she?
I wouldn't worry about it, Mrs. Kingsley. Perhaps you should be flattered. I'm sure Lisa knows you'll take good care of him.
Oh, perhaps. Still, it's just unnatural somehow.
Well, maybe people do things differently these days. Lots of things have changed in this modern world.
Maybe some things have changed, Miss Mead. The outside things. No more about destruction than we used to. More than we know how to manage. When we fly to New York in a few hours and wear dresses made out of some kind of chemical. But people's feelings haven't changed. No. And they never will, thank goodness.
Well, Mrs. Kingsley, that was quite a speech.
Perhaps I shouldn't have spoken out the way I did. But it bothers me, and that's the truth. There's something wrong about it, seems to me.
Wrong?
Yes, and there is. Well, the average mother wouldn't think of letting a new baby out of her sight. Not for a minute if she could help it. I just can't believe that Miss Fenner knows what she's... Miss Mead, is Miss Fenner feeling all right?
Oh, you needn't worry about Lisa's health, Mrs. Kingsley. She's in excellent shape.
Well, I'm glad of that. You see, Max and me had intended to visit Miss Fenner at the hospital. And when Mr. Cromwell said she wasn't to have visitors, it started me thinking.
Well, don't worry about it anymore. I can assure you there's nothing wrong with Lisa's health.
She's been so upset lately. Ever since your accident.
Lisa's apt to be a little emotional about things.
It's because she's so sensitive. And she's a very loyal friend, Miss Mead. She was real broken up, you know.
Yes, I do know.
That's why I thought she might have, had some reaction after her own child was born.
Well, Mrs. Kingsley, I think I might as well tell you. You'll have to know sooner or later. The fact is, Lisa doesn't intend to see her child. Or to have anything to do with it at all.
Oh, I can't believe it. Mr. Cromwell...
It's quite true. Perhaps Mr. Cromwell didn't make it clear to you. The plan is that Mrs. Fenner is to stay at Mr. Cromwell's house. You'll be at mine with the baby. That's why we asked you to set up the nursery there, don't you see?
I don't understand it at all. Miss Fenner's a natural mother. She's been so happy about the baby. Miss Mead, are you sure this is what she wants to do? Sure she really means it?
Yes, Mrs. Kingsley, I'm quite sure. I'll take the baby now, if you don't mind.
Mrs. Kingsley hesitated a moment. Then, without a word, she transferred the sleeping infant to Kit's arms. Kit held the baby carefully against her, looked out of the window with a strange, exultant look on her face. From the corner of the car, Mrs. Kingsley watched her with an uneasy feeling. She kept imagining Lisa's head, as it would have looked, bent tenderly over her baby son.